Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ottawa's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. NBA playoffs. You know, I heard a stat, or saw a stat, I read this, Ed. Saturday was the first day in a major sports history, or sports history, I should say, that a major city had two teams lose by at least 15 on the same day. The Knicks and the Yankees.
Oh, right. They lit up by the Dodgers.
Yep. Yeah. The first time in the history of sports with two teams from a major city lost. The Pacers beat the Knicks 125-108. And I said it before the playoffs began, so I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking here. Tom Thibodeau is an outstanding playoff coach. I don't think Tom Thibodeau is a championship coach.
Well,
that's my opinion of him prior to the playoffs, prior to all this. Yeah. I think he's great to get you there. I don't think his system is good to get you through.
Yeah, I don't know if he is or he isn't. You may be right. I just don't know. But he did produce a season, I think, that surprised a lot of people. Because, you know, as much as people were teasing me that they lost, you know, to the Pacers again, the Pacers have become like the kryptonite for the Knicks over the history. But, you know, they went through the Pistons. They beat the world. They beat the defending champs. And they beat them pretty soundly. And then they roll into this series, and you know they botched that first game and end up losing the series. But I think you know he gave him a good season. I don't know if he's a championship coach because you could say that about, I guess, coaches in every sport, including Buck when he was managing the many teams he managed. He built them, but he couldn't get them over the hump. So people say things like that, and maybe it's true. But I'm pretty pleased with the way the Knicks season went, as much as it. You know, it's disappointing for me as a Knicks fan. And we'll talk to, you know, Jerry Bembry, 8:45, so we can, you know, both cry in our beer on air. But I'm just pretty pleased the way it went. I still hate the Pacers. And I really don't like Tyrese Halliburton.
That's a 1994 hate, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I know you still hate him now, but that the origin of that is 1994, am I right?
100%. Yeah. Always. Always will.
Now, I don't want you to have your New York bias. Mm-hmm. I want you to be honest with me for a second. Is basketball the sport that can carry anybody to the championship? Meaning, the Super Bowl doesn't matter. Who's in the Super Bowl, people are watching. The World Series, it matters. Does the NBA Finals matter?
And what way? You mean, like, as far as television viewing or interest?
Indiana Pacers versus the Oklahoma
City Thunder. Gotcha.
Bam. Does that pop? It does not.
Not even a little.
Not even.
No.
The NFL is the outlier because the NFL is it's a game. It's the Super Bowl game.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl in and of itself is people get tickets to go to that before you even know who's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the Super Bowl. You watch the halftime show, the commercials. There's so many other things. Oh, by the way, there's a game being played.
Yeah.
There's a game being played. The ratings were still good last year, even though it was, for all intents and purposes, a blowout by the second quarter. Because it's the Super Bowl. You don't turn the Super Bowl off. You don't leave. You have parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have spreads. People rent tents and put heat in them. That's what I think the NBA, like the World Series, who's in it matters, Ed.
Well, it definitely does. And the Super Bowl, you're right, because it's just an event. The people who attend the Super Bowl probably don't even know, you know, half the rules of football. They just go because it's an event. They may not be fans during the season. Their teams likely aren't in it anyway, because only two teams play out of 32. And even if it was like, you know, the Titans and the Panthers, people would watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two franchises nobody gives a rat's ass about. But people would watch. But I think you're right. Like, in the NBA, it matters, man. I think it matters a lot. And I think this is not a good one for them, because as good as the Thunder are, it's Oklahoma City. I mean, Indiana. I mean, there's no real, and that there aren't stars on the teams, obviously, but there's no, like, star power of the organization, the history of it, like you'd have with the Celtics, the Knicks, the Lakers, the Warriors now. I mean, there's teams that have become synonymous with the NBA that when you see, you know, and I'm sorry, I'm doing it again. When you go to sporting goods stores and you see jackets and caps and jerseys and stuff from teams that are not part of that city, to me, that's indicative of that's something that's like an American thing where people from around the country love these teams and root for them. Maybe they don't have a professional franchise in this city. But you'll see it. I mean, you'll see people wearing that stuff around the country. And when you go around, you see it. And you'll see things like, you know, like I said, you see Lakers. Your Lakers stuff is ubiquitous, as is Celtics. But you'll see things like that. You'll see Chicago Bulls stuff, even though they've been not good. But you'll still see it because of the legacy of Jordan and the Bulls. And you see, obviously, Knicks stuff because it's the biggest city in the country and all. And they've got a history. But, you know, you don't see, you know, you go to a sporting goods store in somewhere around here or something, you're not going to see, I don't know, pick one, you know, Pelicans jerseys or the Utah Jazz or something like that. You're just not. I mean, these teams matter. I just don't know how much interest it's going to have, and I don't think there's going to be a very long series.
The Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder both have a great player.
Obviously.
They have Tyrese Halliburton, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
What they don't have are stars. Neither one of those guys are stars.
No.
They're not. They have star ability. They have star capability. But if you are, to me, the definition of a star is you are not a week-by-week NFL person. You don't watch it every week. You hear about it.
Right.
But you can name names. Those names that you name are the stars. If you are a person that doesn't watch, not fully involved in the NBA because it's 82 games and you may check in for 2025, you probably don't know SGA and Tyrese Halliburton. You probably don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. If the Knicks are in there, I could say the same thing for their stars. You may not know them. You don't need to. You know the Knicks.
Right.
If the Lakers are in there, let's say they didn't have LeBron, but they made it. You don't need to know they're the Lakers. Same thing with the Celtics. Those are historic, iconic franchises. So you don't have to know the players. You're familiar with the franchises. I don't think these two franchises are that.
No, they're not. They're really not. They're just not. And I don't think it's going to be very good. I think the Thunder are going to roll through this in five games. I really do.
If the NBA is lucky, they will.
Yeah, I think they will.
If they're lucky to, you know, you probably have people thinking, are they the Thunders or the Thunder? Who are they?
Yeah.
Not very familiar with them. You're not.
No.
I think you got outstanding basketball players. Me as a person who knows the NBA, I'm looking forward to watching these two go at it. I think I'm in the minority on this one. I just think I do. Ryan Ripken joins us at 7:25, but on the other side, it's all you, Commish. You're Baltimore.
Yeah, another wild night in the city. We've got, you know, as much as this, people talking positive, some things went on here that really disturbing if you're a Baltimorean.
To Commissions Baltimore up next on the fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Commissioner's Baltimore at 7:16 in the AM. What's up, Commissioner?
A lot. A lot. Unfortunately, a lot. I want people just to real. Look, I've been really supportive of this city lately and the police, I always support the police department, but the police commissioner, I think, is doing a much better job, and the city's going the right direction, and things are getting better. Still need way more officers. The recruiting's got to step up. I don't know how they're going to do that, because you can't man the place. You can't staff it with the number of officers they have, but that's another issue for another day. What's really disturbing is when you see things in... like this, where, you don't really hear about it, and it's not really in the tip of people's tongues because this was not a fatal shooting, but these are shootings. All we talk about in the city are murders, and frankly, I think it's very misguided. I mean, obviously, they're very important, and they're, it's the ultimate loss for a family and the pinnacle of the criminal world when you kill somebody. But, non-fatal shootings matter a lot. Because I'm serious about this. If you didn't have the team at Shock Trauma and the medical system we have here, you'd lose a lot more people. A lot of these folks are brought in with very serious gunshot wounds, and they live. And even if they survive, and people, the prevailing wisdom is, oh, they didn't die. They're just, they're in stable condition. They're okay. They're not okay. They're not okay. I don't know if you look around this town, and hopefully you don't, because you don't, have to live in some of these really depressed neighborhoods that have, been struggling for decades. But if you go into, a place like East Baltimore, West Baltimore, Park Heights, Cherry Hill, you see an extraordinary number of young men disabled, wheelchair bound, things like that. That's not an accident. And it's disgraceful that the city continues to have this. Because it's very violent. And what happened here this weekend, just one thing. I mean, I just heard somebody got robbed in Fells Point at gunpoint this weekend, who I know. I've had, there were stores down. There's one store that's been robbed twice within 2 weeks by the same crew in Fells Point. So some of these areas, and I mentioned Fells Point and downtown and the Inner Harbor, because they're important to the life of the city. It's not like, oh, it just happens in those neighborhoods. I never, ever have said that in my life. That's where I concentrated my work. But the problem is, you have to have a safe tourist area or areas, or the city's going to die. It's going to just wither on an old vine. No one's going to come here if it's not safe. And incidents like this make it very unsafe. Light and Lombard, right? How about that? You're talking about when this happened, Saturday night. Saturday night, Light and Lombard, 6 p.m. That's a busy area, or it should be.
Damn.
Yeah.
6 p.m.?
Yeah.
You said Saturday?
Saturday night, Light Street and Lombard Street, right, one block from Pratt. right near the, you know, some of our favorite restaurants down there, the Capitol Grill and Company, and places like that. And yeah, Light and Lombard, you know, close to the stadiums. You know, just you could walk there from there. 6 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, whatever, somebody approaches a police officer tells him there's an armed person nearby. As the police officer is responding to the scene, multiple gunshots ring out. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old are found with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. 6 at night on a Saturday in our city, people getting shot downtown. People getting robbed at Fells Point, you know, seemingly all the time now. Like, this has got to be brought under control, man. There's got to be something dramatic and maybe help from the state, because the department's very on demand, honestly. And it's not always a police issue. There's other issues, and this consent decree didn't help, but this to me is really disturbing when you look at it. I'm just looking at the photo. It's like I used to pass it every day going home. It's like, I can tell you the corner. You got, you know, this 7-Eleven on your right, you know, with a little staircase and you know, handicap ramp that goes up on into the store from the 7-Eleven. You know, it's on your way to the ballpark. If you're an Oriole fan, you pass down Light Street to go down to, you know, Conway, make a right. That's where it happened. And if this continues, it's just not going to get any better here. And it's just, this one really bothered me, because when you start to see daytime shootings, it's two things. When you start to see shootings in areas that are not ordinarily crime-ridden, like your downtown, because it's not populated that densely, first of all. There's a lot of businesses down, a lot of offices. So on the weekend, it's not a whole lot of people going in and out of those buildings down there. But there are. There's people going down to enjoy the Inner Harbor. There's some stuff going on. You know, I've passed there. You know, there's festivals going down, and, you know, like on Rash Field and the like. But this was like, man, it just caught my attention. You know, it was on Fox. I'm credit Fox 45 News where I saw the report. But it's just, and I don't hear any outrage. Again, this, like, what really makes me angry is, where is the outrage? Where is everybody speaking about this? You don't just step up every time there's an incredible murder. Like, three people get whacked in the city and everybody's up in art. This is something that can't happen. I mean, you can't have this. And you can't have apathy. So you talk about apathy in sports. Yeah, it's all awful. This is worse. Because, you know, when I moved here, go ahead.
We got so used to stopping the violence and as far as the murders and the homicides, we start counting those so much. And then when those start going down, we forgot that there was still shootings.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, we forgot, or maybe they weren't reported as much. I didn't know so many shootings were still taking place in this area.
Yeah, because we don't really talk about it. Yeah, it's not talked about that much. But to me, it's a number of people really need to, I hate to say pay attention to, because they may not have the information, but it needs to be discussed. Because there's nothing more terrifying than have a gun stuck in your face, you know? And whether the guy pulls the trigger or not, it's to have, you know, someone put a gun to your face or your family's face, or to rob you at gunpoint in our downtown, that's a life-changing event. And it happens too often here. And I think, what really makes me angry is when I hear things like the diversion program and the like, it seems, again, there's such a misguided sentiment here where people are so overly concerned with the rights of the perpetrators. These guys are criminals. These are bad people. I don't care what the reason is. Because not everybody in depressed neighbors, not everybody in East and West Baltimore is a criminal. It's a small core of people.
And I hate that stigma. I hate that.
You know, of
you're
course.
From that area,
yeah.
You're a criminal. I hate that.
Right. And the reason I hate, because I had to kind of educate people through my lifetime as a police leader, where, yeah, you got to remember, like, most of the people here are just good people. They're just poor. They can't get out. They can't just jump in a BMW and drive away. They're stuck here. And they're good people, and they have to deal with this. Because I remember guys, you know, I remember my narcotics units once when I was in New York were talking about, you don't understand. You know how hard it is to buy in this project? I go, do you understand how hard it is to live in that project? That's the answer. Like, don't forget who you're serving here. This isn't about us. It's about the people that live there. And the people that live there have to deal with this all the time. And it makes me really sad, because we're so concerned about the bad people in the neighborhoods like this who bring most of the pain to the city, and they forget all about the people who sleep behind, you know, doors with six locks on them. Sometimes they sleep in bathtubs because of gunshots flying through the windows. And folks, I'm not kidding about this. That really happens. Sometimes I've seen old women sleep in bathtubs because they're so afraid of stray bullets coming through the window in their house. I mean, this is the insanity that we live with in this town. And it just, it needs to get better. And I just don't hear the outrage. All I hear is diversion programs, and we're going to do this, and a consent decree, and we can't touch juveniles, can't confront this. You got to be really careful with them. Don't talk to them. You know, okay, we're going to continue to legislate, you know, for the rights of young criminals. That's fine. Let's have a little balance here and have a little strength on the other side where you're going to have a real strong presence and show who's in charge in this city. You know, because you're either in control or you're under control. There's no midpoint here. And right now, I mean, we haven't been for a long time. Sometimes it just feels like we're not in control. You know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, Ed North, Commissions Baltimore. Ryan Ripken, 745, Steve Molesky at 8. But on the other side, we're talking Ravens. PFF ranks Mark Andrews as the fourth best tight end in the league, with Isaiah likely also in the top 10. Will we see a changing of the guard in 2025? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fame.
I feel like I keep saying this, but it's the type of guy that they bring in here is continues to work, continues to get better. I feel like year after year, you know, he's found another mode, another stride, and, you know, he moves incredibly well. And he's a guy that comes in here, and he's a great teammate. He's an incredible teammate, gets around all the guys, has fun, but, man, he's a baller.
Oh, man, Baltimore Ravens, this is special, Ed. If there's a way to do it, and I just don't think it is in today's NFL, how many teams have two top 10 tight ends on the roster?
Nobody that can think of.
According to PFF. None. Yeah. That's the answer. Because yeah. Looking at the top 10, none. They have two top 10 tight ends on the team.
Yeah.
Isaiah Likely is rated higher than Dylan Kincaid and Evan Ingram. And Janu Smith and Dalton Schultz and all of these guys. And meanwhile, you got a number four tight end, your veteran in Mark Andrews. The only people in front of him are George Kittle, which I agree, Brock Bauer, and Trey McBride from the Arizona Cardinals. He's ahead of LaPorta. He's ahead of Hockerson. He's ahead of all these guys. He's ahead of Travis Kelce now, who's fallen to number seven.
Wow.
I think that's out of respect. Yeah. When the final impression Mark Andrews left the last season's playoff was not good. He remains one of the best tight ends in the NFL when healthy. Andrews entered the NFL and shot in a limited role as a rookie and has not posted a sub 80.0 regular season PFF overall grade since. So he's been the man ever since. What do they say about our guy Isaiah Likely? They said with Mark Andrews struggling to return from injury at the beginning of the 2024 season, Likely stepped up to provide a security blanket for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. As Andrews worked his way to 100%, Likely became less of a focal point, but still showcased true top-tier skills and talent at the position, earning a career-high 77.0 PFF receiving grade in 2024. So they have a 77 and a guy at 80 at tight end on one team. And they probably in today's NFL finances can't keep them, but damn.
Yeah.
If they could keep both of these guys.
I think they will as long as they can. I think they will. I think they should. I think you'll see them do that in the short term because they've got a great roster. And they, one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl this year. So I absolutely think they're going to keep these guys. And I still, they're great, both of them. And they say they're both top 10 tight ends. You don't see that in the NFL. It's extremely rare. And Andrews is still the man. We all know what happened at the end of last season. There's no need to beat that horse. It's already dead. We've spoken that to death. He has been since Lamar got here. Like his security blanket, I hate that term, but that's what people refer to him as. He's the guy you have the most confidence in every year. And with good reasons. I mean, the guy's been, he's been money every year he's played, including last year, at 11 touchdowns during the season. So, 55 receptions, almost 700 yards for 11 touchdowns. He's been the man for this team.
And, to me, the key is Todd Monken has found a way to get out of that either-or system of tight ends. I used to always joke it's the either-or offense with these guys. Todd Monken is not that guy. He's going to use both of these guys. And one thing we know about Lamar that we learned about him throughout his career, Lamar Jackson's going to throw to the open receiver. He's going to use multiple receivers throughout the game.
Oh, yeah.
So you put both of these guys on the field, that's a problem.
Oh, you get both of these guys. You have Zay now. And Bateman's been playing well. You have a lot of talent now, which I can't remember ever speaking about the Ravens and raving about the receiving talent they have. It was always just, it's kind of an afterthought to the running game and certainly to the defense most of their existence. And now you got a prolific offense with, one of the best quarterbacks in football, certainly the best one this franchise ever had. Great receiving room, tight end room, wide receiving room, and maybe one of the best running backs in football. So things have changed here dramatically, where the offense is loaded, and now the defense has a potential to be, another top 10 defense with a, top – the offense was number one last year. But, top five on each side of the ball is pretty impressive.
And it's great to hear what we heard coming back from the break was Mark Andrews talking about Isaiah Likely. So that's great to hear a veteran talk about the work ethic of a younger football player.
Yes.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And you know how I am about coffee. I said to you, I'll never have a coffee maker at home because for me, it just doesn't taste the same at home. Those K-cups don't taste the same as when you buy it outside. I just don't believe it does. I think you pack all of that in one cup. There's no way in the world. However, I've got a fancy little coffee maker in this room here, and this is good coffee. This tastes like I just drove up to a drive-thru line and ordered my coffee. It even has oat milk over here.
Oh, really? Oh, wow, yeah. Of course. What city are you in?
Seattle.
Yeah, of course.
It's the coffee capital of the country.
Yes, I just realized that. Yeah, of course you have a good coffee machine there.
Oh, this is good. This is really, like this is good. This might be some of the best coffee I've ever had.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be cheating on you, Duncan. You know you're my baby. But I don't have that right here. I do. I got this coffee, and it's pretty good. Okay, it's no Duncan, but it's good. Now, I got to ask you this question. Orioles got a sweep, and I went on social media, and everybody responded, okay, Rob, time to shave. I've got a lot of comments on social media and inbox about not wanting me to shave. I don't know what to do now.
Well, that's a personal decision. So you have to make it. That's really up to you.
Because if I'm considering not shaving, then you know who's asking me not to shave.
Hmm.
the women folks.
Of course.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn. Like, you said you were gonna if they had a sweep, so you're tied to that. But if, people don't want you to shave, then don't shave.
I don't know. I'm considering not, baby. But I think I am. Today I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to go to this Odyssey station first in Seattle to try to hook up there. I'm going to take a nap. Then I'm going to shave and go out and about. We have no game tonight, so I get to enjoy Seattle tonight. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think the only time I've ever traveled with them and had a bye, had an off day was when we went to Tampa last year. And that was great because I went down to Ybor City that morning after the show, and I stayed the whole time. I had a blast, an absolute blast. So I've never been to Seattle other than a layover, I think. I've never been actually inside of Seattle.
I haven't either. And I spent a lot of time on the West Coast. I've been to all and down toward California from, Los Angeles up past San Francisco to Redding to, Lumber Country. And I've been the whole state of California and Oregon. Never been to Seattle or Washington State at all. So
really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, I saw something yesterday. I took a picture of it. Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
The name of the company was Tacoma Screw. I see this sign that says Tacoma Screw, and I still don't know what kind of business it was. I just thought it was a very interesting sign to add. It was huge. Tacoma Screw. Like, what kind of business is that?
The hell is that?
And we give it a little bit on the bus, like school kids.
Of course.
That's a Southern to be on. You would have given it to. Steve Molesky joins us at 8, but on the other side, ripping it with Ripson's.
By the way,
co-host, what's that? Huh?
They sell what'd screws. They sell screws.
I figured that, Ed, but it's a huge size Tacoma screw. I figured that.
Yeah, it's a fastener company, Tacoma Screw Products.
Ryan Ripken joins us up next on the Fan.
What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to talk some Orioles. We got Ryan Ripken. Always good to talk to Ryan, especially after a sweep of the Chicago White Sox. So we're kind of happy to have finally a positive conversation. Good morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Oh, good, Ed. How are you doing? You're driving the ship today.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty here. So I get to do. I used to do this for like the first 5 years of my career, all by my lonesome. Nice having a couple of people with you, though. So yes, I am here. Rob's working, but he's having technical difficulties, so it's just me right now. Anyway, what do you think of this pitching staff when you had three guys have, you know, quality starts? Eflin goes 7, Morton goes 6 2/3, Kramer goes 6. All of a sudden, you get a strong outing, you know, three in a row like this.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm curious. I guess I'm Mr. Positive, but this, I just try to think of myself as a realist with this, right, Ed?
Yeah.
And it's simple things like this. One, winning is fun. Winning makes you feel good, and losing stinks. And when you lose, and you lose a lot, it can really bother you, but it's just in an instant. In one quick moment, things can feel drastically different, and it starts with your pitching. If your starters go out there and go deep into a game, and it's close, and then you find a way to win that game, then you go, huh, that feels good. That was fun. And then you see someone else do it. All right, they did it. That's fun. Let me try to continue to match that. And then just as losing is contagious, winning can be contagious. Now, look, they did just beat the White Sox, so I'm not going to say that this is – they needed to win 2 of 3 or all 3 in this case, right? Like, mm-hmm. They had to. But I think there is something that needs to be said of building confidence and stacking those together. And to me, when you see guys go out there and give good outings, the team finds a way to win the close game, your perception, even just for a few days, can start to change because that can be contagious, and hopefully they can carry that as they hit the road.
Yeah, and exactly what you're talking about, it was kind of my next question. Because one of the things the players have been saying now, I talked about this earlier with Rob, there's a different vibe in the clubhouse over the last week. To me, that's important because I'm convinced, you know, I'm just convinced because sports is such a big component of any sport is mental and what happens between the ears. And I refuse to believe with all these incredibly talented guys we have, these first-round draft picks, these basically superstar players, you have a lot of all-stars in this team, that they all forgot to play baseball the same year. It just doesn't happen like that. And when you have a good vibe, what kind of a difference does that make in your on-field performance?
I mean, it's everything. I mean, Ed, I mean, we've talked about just life and outside of sports, the environment, the culture. When things go well,
it's easy to do your job. It's easier to go out and find a way to get it done, right? It's when those moments hit you when the adversity happens. And that's why I always talked about with people, or what I've talked to people about is, when you get into professional baseball, you don't get there because you're not talented, right? You don't get to the big leagues because you didn't have talent. When you get up there, it becomes, how quickly do you adjust to the best of the best? And then mentally, how do you stay out of your head? And how do you fight through a game that's asking you to fail every single night, even when you have a good game? You're still going to have some sort of failure, right? Pitching, hitting, you're going to, that's just the way it is. So, and it is contagious. I mean, I had a chance. There's two things I'll say with this. Greg Maddux, I read a great quote. And Greg was a, mid-90s, low 90s, sometimes 80s pitcher. And he said, I hear that baseball's 60% mental, so I focused on training the mental more. And I thought that was interesting. And then Matt Holliday, Jackson Holliday's father, played for 15 years, talked to him about his team probably had the most outrageous stretch of 2007. They won 20 or 21 of their last 22 games to make the playoffs and go to the World Series. And his thing was, guys, just we meshed at the right time, and we couldn't even explain it, but we couldn't be stopped. Right?
Yep.
Things like that. You can't explain it, but it's a real thing, Ed. It's a real thing absolutely. In sports and a real thing in life.
Well, I think Yogi Berra explained it best. 90% of the game is half his mental. The other half is physical. So, yeah. That's exactly how it is. Anyway, speaking of that, what do you think of Ryan Mountcastle's year so far? His power numbers are down, only two home runs. In the last 7 days, he's batting nearly .500. It seems like he's actually found his way, and it looks like Ryan Mountcastle again. He had 7 hits and 15 at-bats, three doubles, and two doubles turned into home runs shortly thereafter. And then he pulls a hamstring. So what's your assessment of what's going on with Ryan?
Well, I know what he's thinking. He's going, I'm finally getting hot,
and
I got to sit down and get cold. Mm-hmm. And he might say some other words, Ed, but, just like I would when you're playing, just because it's disappointing.
Yeah.
And for Mountie, talk about the mental side. No doubt he's had his struggles. And I look at a guy, and people think I'm crazy when I say this, and I talked to Cedric Mullins about this because Ceddie and I are close and other guys on the team. Pure hitter, Ryan Mountcastle can do stuff that not a lot of Orioles can do. Like, I'd only say Gunnar Henderson can do, like, pure hitting skills. And it's been a battle for him for whatever the reasons could be, and I think it's a lot more mental for him, but yeah, I think the hope is it's not long and he gets back on the field as soon as possible, because I think people are quick to forget when Ryan Mountcastle gets hot, this offense, just like Adley Rutschman, the team just feels different when they play well. So I'm hoping the best for Mountie. Really unfortunate, but that's kind of been like it's been for the O's this year. Someone gets hurt at an inopportune time, but no one's going to feel sorry for you. You just got to be ready when the time comes and he's back on the field.
Yeah, and people know who listen to the show. I'm friendly with his parents. They live in Sarasota, so I see them. I used to, we go out for drinks and watch the games together and things like that. So I really like to see him continue to do well. So it really does kind of – I was hopeful when he got hot, he continued to get hot. What do you make of? I'm still not sure about this Yankees team. We're 14 games behind. I'm not fooling myself. I'm going to catch the Yankees. But when you look around the American League, did you expect the Tigers to be this good?
I think people expected the Tigers to be better, right? But talk about a team that's riding a hot wave. They're playing with the most confidence, and their starting pitching is pretty good.
It's really
plus
good.
Plus their bullpen. Is very, very solid. So a team with confidence is a dangerous team. No team is more confident than Detroit. The Yankees, I got to give them a lot of credit. And it's not that the Yankees strike fear in you, but the Yankees, they have had a lot of injuries themselves, but they've had guys step up. I mean, Trent Grisham is having a phenomenal year. Obviously, Aaron Judge is looking to win another MVP. But, you know, the Yankees, I think this is the part that you still forget. The Orioles won the series earlier this year. The Orioles have won the season series against the Yankees. They match up well with them for whatever the reasons may be. So, that's the beauty of it. Yanks are, you know, the Yanks should win the East. Like, they should. They have a huge lead. They should. But as far as the most dangerous team, it has to just, for me, be the Tigers, solely because they believe that they can go out and beat anyone in any different way, and that is a terrifying team that doesn't know how good that they can be, and they're already pretty darn good.
Yeah, they are. Surprised me. All I care is the Mets have one more win than the Yankees. That's all that matters in New York. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate it. How can people find you this week?
I'll be on Baltimore baseball tonight. I think maybe tomorrow, and ripping it with Ryan on Friday there, and then I do my own show, Ryan Ripken Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll bother you next weekend.
All right, man. Great to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great Monday.
All right. You too. That was Ryan Ripken. I always like talking to Ryan. He knows the game. It's funny, he knows the player so well because he's a contemporary. Always fun to talk to him. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more Orioles. Steve Molesky next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.